Place for real, up-to-date news from across Africa. If this is your first time here, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe so you stay updated, informed, and connected to what's really happening from across the continent. Your engagement keeps our voice alive and strong. Let's get in the news. You're about to listen to the speech of Captain Ibrahim Traoré that is currently shaking the world. This is the speech that every African soul should listen to. Without wasting much time, let's hear the African hero out.
Brothers and sisters of Africa, leaders and citizens of our beloved continent, I stand here not just as the president of Burkina Faso, but as the voice of a people who have decided to stand tall, refusing to bow to injustice, refusing to kneel before oppression. We are gathered at a time when Africa must decide, do we continue to live under the shadow of foreign powers, or do we rise and take our place as a free and sovereign people? I speak today for Burkina Faso, I speak for Mali, I speak for Niger, I speak for every African nation whose dignity has been trampled by the same powers that pretend to be our friends while stealing our resources, our future, and our hope. We have been told lies for decades. We were told that the West, that France, came to bring development. But what did they bring? They brought chains for our hands, laws for our lands that serve them, not us, and debts we could never pay. They came not to build us up, but to drain the lifeblood of our nations and to keep us dependent, weak, and silent. Burkina Faso is no longer silent. Mali is no longer silent. Niger is no longer silent. And soon all Africa will speak with one voice. This is Pan-Africanism, the belief that our strength lies in our unity, that no African nation should stand alone in the face of injustice, that the freedom of one African country means nothing if its neighbors remain in chains. We, the people of the Sahel, have suffered attacks, sanctions, and threats, not because we did wrong, but because we dared to say no to exploitation. ECOWAS, an institution meant to serve Africa, has allowed itself to be used as a weapon against Africans. Instead of protecting our sovereignty, it has been used to punish the Sahel states for taking back control of our land, our gold, our uranium, our oil, our destiny. But let me be clear, we will not bow to pressure. We will not return to the slavery of colonial agreements. We will not hand back the keys to our own house. Our message to the West is simple. We are not your property. We are not your backyard. We are not children for you to command. Our message to ECOWAS is simple. You were created to unite us, not divide us. You were created to protect Africa, not to serve as the policeman of foreign powers. The Sahel region has decided we will walk together, we will defend each other, and we will build a future that belongs only to the African people. And to every African listening today, I say this. You have the right to be free. You have the right to be proud. You have the right to decide your future without asking permission from Paris, Washington, or any foreign capital. This is the fight of our generation. This is the moment where we choose. Freedom or submission, and I promise you, Burkina Faso has chosen freedom. When we speak of freedom, we are not speaking of a dream that lives only in the future. We are speaking of a right that belongs to us today, a right that was stolen from us and must be taken back with our own hands. For too long, Africa's history has been written by others. Europe wrote our past in the language of chains. France wrote it in the ink of exploitation. The West continues to write it in contracts we did not draft and in debts we did not choose. They call it aid. They call it partnership. But I tell you, when someone takes from you every day and then hands you back crumbs, that is not help. That is humiliation. The colonial system never ended. It only changed clothes. They replaced soldiers with bankers. They replaced guns with sanctions. They replaced direct rule with puppet leaders. And this is where I must speak to my fellow African leaders. Some of you have betrayed the very people you swore to defend. Some of you wear fine suits and speak of sovereignty in public, but in secret, you sign away your country's wealth to the same powers that enslaved our ancestors. How can we call ourselves free when our resources are mined by foreign companies, when our gold leaves Africa in full cargo planes while our people live without clean water? How can we call ourselves free when our policies are dictated from Paris or Washington? Look at the Sahel. We have been called unstable. We have been called poor. We have been called dangerous. But I tell you, it is they who made us unstable by funding conflicts and arming rebels. It is they who made us poor by stealing our minerals and controlling our trade. It is they who made our land dangerous by using terrorism as an excuse to station their armies here. And now, because we said no more, they want to starve us with sanctions. They want to isolate us from our African brothers. They want to teach us a lesson as if we are students who must obey the master. Let me be clear. We are not students. We are not slaves. We are nations with pride and dignity. To echo us, I say this. When you punish Burkina Faso, you are not serving Africa. You are serving the same forces that have kept Africa in the dark for centuries. You are lending your hands to the chains that bind us. We do not fear your sanctions. We do not fear your threats. We fear only one thing, betraying the dreams of our children by giving them a future still owned by strangers. We must remember, if we do not control our land, our water, our resources, and our own policies, we do not control our destiny. The Sahel will not return to the old ways. We will trade with those who respect us. We will defend our borders with our own soldiers. We will build an economy that grows for our people, not for foreign shareholders. History is watching us, and I promise you this, we will not be remembered as leaders who bowed their heads. We will be remembered as Africans who stood firm and said, enough is enough. Brothers and sisters, freedom is not just about removing the foreign soldier from our land. It is about removing the foreign hand from our pockets, the foreign voice from our decisions, and the foreign shadow from our future. I dream of an Africa where no child goes to bed hungry because the wealth of the land is used for the people, not shipped away to enrich others. I dream of an Africa where we do not beg for aid because we have learned to stand on our own feet. I dream of an Africa where the passport of any African is respected anywhere in the world. And I tell you today, this dream is not impossible. It is not something for the next century. It is something we can start building now if we choose courage over fear. The strength of Africa lies not in the palaces of our presidents, but in the hands of our people, our farmers, our workers, our soldiers, our traders, our thinkers, and above all, our youth. To the young people of Africa, I speak directly to you. The fight for our freedom will not be won in the offices of the West. It will not be won in the boardrooms of corporations. It will be won in our streets, in our fields, in our schools, by young Africans who refuse to accept a life of servitude. Do not wait for permission to dream big. Do not wait for permission to love your continent. Do not wait for permission to defend your home. They will call you rebels. They will call you radicals. They will call you dangerous. But remember this, every man or woman who ever fought for true freedom was called dangerous by the oppressor. The Sahel has chosen its path. We will not kneel before powers that see us as tools. We will not kneel before an international order that was built to serve a few nations while the rest of the world lives in chains. To the African Union, I say, your silence in the face of injustice is not neutrality, it is betrayal. If you cannot defend the sovereignty of African nations, then what is your purpose? To ECOWAS, I say, your choice is simple. Stand with the African people or stand with those who exploit them. History will remember which side you chose. We are ready to cooperate with all nations that come to us with respect and fairness, but we will not be servants. We will not be anyone's colony, no matter what name they give it. Our message is clear. The age of submission is over. The age of African dignity has begun. The Sahel will be free, and when the Sahel is free, all of Africa will rise. This is our destiny. This is our time. And no army, no sanction, no lie will stop the march of a people who have decided that they will be free. My people, I will not lie to you. The road to freedom is not easy. It is not paved with comfort. It is paved with sacrifice, with pain, and with patience. When you decide to stand against the powerful, they will not clap for you. They will not send you gifts. But rather, they will come with threats, with lies, and with hunger, trying to break your spirit. Already, we have seen this. They have cut us off from trade. They have frozen our accounts. They have blocked medicine from our hospitals. They have tried to turn our neighbors against us. This is not because they fear our weapons. It is because they fear our example. They know that if Burkina Faso succeeds, if Mali succeeds, if Niger succeeds, then every African will start asking the same question. If they can be free, why not us? And so they will try to make us suffer until we regret choosing freedom. But my brothers and sisters, I say to you, hold on. Hold on to your courage like a soldier holds his rifle. Hold on to your pride like a mother holds her child. Hold on to your hope like a farmer holds the seed before planting. The hunger we may face now is temporary. The struggles we feel today will pass. But the freedom we gain will be for generations. I know the West will call me stubborn. They will say I am leading my people into hardship. But I ask them, what greater hardship is there than living forever with your head bowed, your back bent, your resources stolen, and your children's future sold? If this is the price of being a good servant to foreign masters, then I choose to be a bad servant. I choose to be a free man. Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, we are not alone. We have each other. We will share what we have, we will protect each other, and we will build together. To every citizen who worries about tomorrow, I promise you this. We will not let our people die in silence. We will work our lands. We will grow our food. We will trade with those who treat us with respect. Let them keep their poisoned aid. Let them keep their false promises. We will survive without them. And when they see that we are standing stronger than ever, they will know that Africa has truly woken up. The time has come for us to believe in ourselves again. No foreign leader will save us. No international body will rescue us. Only we, the African people, can save ourselves. And so I tell you today, stand tall, stand proud, and stand together, because the freedom we fight for is worth every tear, every hardship, and every sacrifice. I call to you, leaders of ECOWAS and the world watching us today, listen well, because I will speak with clarity. The Sahel will never return to the chains of the past. No threat, no sanction, no military plan will make us give up the freedom we have chosen. We have made our decision, and that decision is final. Our land belongs to us. Our resources belong to us, and our future belongs to us. France has taken from us for too long. The West has dictated to us for too long. ECOWAS has punished us for too long. But now the time of fear is over. The time of silence is over. We do not hate the people of France. We do not hate the people of the West. But we reject the system that keeps Africa poor so that others may live rich. We reject the arrogance that tells us we are not ready to govern ourselves. We reject the hypocrisy of those who preach democracy abroad while crushing it in Africa. To ECOWAS, I say, the Sahel states are not your enemy. We are your brothers. But if you choose to act as the servants of foreign powers, if you choose to punish Africa to please outsiders, then history will place you in the same book as the colonizers you protect. We have offered you a hand in unity. If you refuse it, we will walk our path without you. To the African Union, to the leaders of our continent, I say this. The world will not respect Africa until Africa respects itself. The world will not protect Africa until Africa protects itself. We are not asking for permission to be free. We are not waiting for approval from any capital. We are simply taking what is ours, and we will defend it with our lives. We know they will call us dangerous. They will call us dictators. They will call us enemies of peace. But we understand their language. To them, peace means submission. To them, order means obedience. To them, democracy means control. We speak a different language. To us, peace means dignity. Order means justice. Democracy means the will of the people, not the will of foreign companies. Africa is not for sale. Africa is not for rent. Africa will rise. I call upon every African nation to look at the Sahel and see a mirror. We are not fighting just for ourselves. We are fighting for the day when no African child grows up believing that their country is too small, too weak, or too poor to be free. This is our stand. This is our time. And if we must walk through fire to reach the gates of freedom, then we will walk through it together. And on the other side, we will find not just independence, but a new Africa, strong, united, and proud. And so I end with these words. We will not kneel. We will not bow. We will not surrender. We are the children of Africa, and we have remembered who we are. Long live the Sahel. Long live Africa. And may God bless our struggle for freedom.
What do you think of Ibrahim Traoré's message? Does his call for African unity and independence resonate with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Give this video a like if you found it informative, and to subscribe for more in-depth analysis of global events. Only time will tell what impact Ibrahim Traoré's speech will have, but one thing is certain: the conversation about Africa's future has been reignited.